to the past and then change and start to retrieve. We sell them back to within $100,000 for the capital. Now we can see and hear, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the witness true, along with myself.
Amen to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. In the Sando Kai, there are the lines, "If from the experience of your senses, basic truth you do not know, how can you ever find the path that certain is, no matter how far distant you may walk?" Sando Kai is about the reharmonization with the eternal. In these lines, great master Sekito Kisen, who wrote the Sando Kai, is saying, have everything we need in our own daily experience to come to recognize the eternal in ourselves and in the world around us. And to return to what River Master Jiyu so magnificently expressed as full recognized reunion with our true nature. A good metaphor for this is the way a reflecting telescope works. In a reflecting telescope, the light is gathered in at the front of the telescope and directed back to a mirror, which then focuses all the light on a little lens. So it, as it were, it gathers up and focuses the light, so that very distant objects can be seen with greater clarity. If that mirror is ground and made very perfectly, it does its job very well. If that mirror is dirty or distorted, then the image that we see is not a clear image, it's a distorted image. Each of us possesses the Buddha nature. When we sit still in the midst of changing circumstances, when we look up in faith in the midst of changing circumstances, then the bright mirror, the perfect mirror of Buddha nature, is able to reflect the data, as it were, that are coming in and give us a true readout. When we are agitated, when we are under the dominance of greed, hatred, and delusion, we do not allow our Buddha nature to do its job, and we get a distorted image. Our greed, hate, and delusion, however, do not do any damage to the Buddha nature itself. What is the true image that we are able to see when we allow the Buddha nature to do its job fully? This true image is described in the words Buddha recognizes Buddha. Buddha bows to Buddha. The primary thing that reflects back to our consciousness from innate Buddha nature when we truly meditate is the reality, the omnipresence of Buddha nature itself. The immaculacy of no separateness. Original enlightenment. Some very, very tragic and horrific things happen in the world around us. But the truth even of those things, the underlying reality, even of those events, is still immaculacy and original enlightenment. We come to know this when we meditate deeply within our own suffering, within our own agitation, within our own grief, our own longing, our own spiritual and physical pain, our own sense of loss or of failure, our own self-judgment, our own doubt, our own fear, our own desire, our own anger, our own conceit, whatever it is. We meditate with it. eventually we are led to the jewel of its true nature. And its true nature is not something evil and distorted. The treasure house is not something outside of us. The treasure house for each of us is within our own spiritual heart. Each of us has the capacity, because of the Buddha nature, to recognize Buddha both in silent meditation and in the midst of the activity of daily life. Because of what is called the habit energy of karma, this is sometimes extraordinarily difficult to do. That difficulty does not stand against the fact that the capacity, the ability is there in each of us. We train in order to actualize that potential. The mirror, the immaculate mirror, the perfect mirror of Buddha nature, is not going anywhere. It is always there. Our choice is not whether we will have Buddha nature or not. Our choice is not whether we will have karma or not. Our choice is what we will do with what we've got. What we call training, Buddhist training, is simply, to the best of our abilities, making the finest use of what we've got each day. Today we celebrate the beginning of a new year. And the spiritual meaning of our celebration is that there is always a new spiritual opportunity manifesting in the present moment. Whatever has happened in the past, whatever may happen today or in the future, there is always, because there is the Buddha nature, because it is unborn and undying, uncreated and indestructible, there is always the opportunity to allow it to help us. We don't need heroic self-denial. We don't need heroic good works. We do need pure meditation. If we do these things for some time, we will become as herein described. And then the treasure house will open naturally, and we will enjoy it fully.
The scripture of great wisdom.